Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Very interesting weekend. I hope you had one as well. Thanks for having us on today. Yeah, I know. Double bridge run, phenomenal. Absolutely an amazing run this past Saturday. 4,000 runners.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of folks. But it was a great run. Weather couldn't have been better. So that was something that was really positive. Also, they split the series. I'm talking about the Ice Flyers. Split the series over the weekend. So they're going to come back at it this weekend. Two weekends in a row, we've got the Flyers in town.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It was Roanoke, by the way, I was talking about. They split their series 1-1. This Friday and Saturday, Pensacola will be back on home ice against Macon. Friday is adult jersey night. Saturday, join Woody, Buzz, and the whole gang for Toy Story night. They'll have Toy Story jerseys.
All righty.
Yeah, they're putting out some pretty nice apparel this year.
Yeah, not only are they doing that, but they're really busting their humps, you know, to keep the audience engaged with events like that and with themes like that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Greg Harris has lost a little bit of weight, all this moving around and all these promotions coming. Greg Harris, of course, the owner of the team, nice guy, and he's doing some super stuff over there. Also, don't forget Powerballs tonight. $100 million, $45.3 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Always play wisely and good luck.
Yes, 412 here. We'll get into one of our top national stories because, of course, we've been hearing all about these tariffs. That has just been dragging on and on in the mainstream media spotlight. Well, tariffs on Mexico, at least, are being put on hold by President Trump for 1 month. Trump's decision comes after he spoke with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum this morning. In a post on X, Sheinbaum said Mexico will send 10,000 National Guard members to the U.S. border to prevent drug trafficking into the country.
Okay, there's a lot of variables there. Also, Trump is meeting with Trudeau this afternoon.
Right.
So we'll hear something about the Canadian thing as it unravels. We'll keep you posted on that. If it's really a kind of a earth-shattering announcement, we'll break in and we'll tell you all about it.
Sure.
Once that happens. Speaking of breaking in, stocks ending down amid fears of President Trump's tariffs. They look like they look like they're rolling out on a positive side. We'll give them that much credit at this point. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A volatile trading session with the major averages ending lower but pairing from earlier bigger losses following news that President Trump delayed new tariffs on Mexico for a month to allow for negotiations. However, tariffs on Canada and China are still on the table for now. Tech was the worst performer with Apple, Tesla, and Nvidia leading the charge while healthcare and consumer staples advanced. Shares of Tesla fell 5%. The EV maker assembles all of its vehicles for the U.S. market in the country, but 15% of the parts for the Model Y are sold in the U.S. but come from Mexico. The Dow falling 123 points, the Nasdaq lower by 235, S&P 500 down 46. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And in just under 15 minutes, I will be giving away a pair of Pensacon tickets. I think not just us, but also Pensacola Morning News is slated to give those away all throughout the week. So be sure to be tuning in.
Okay, when's Pensacon coming to the town?
Pensacon is, I think the first day is Friday next week.
Okay, so it's next week.
Yes, so February 14th,
I think. That is a great event.
And, yes.
Something I look forward to every single year. Looking forward also, checking out the flight board for you out at Pensacola International. There's about three flights of concern this afternoon. A majority, two out of the three, coming up out of the Florida cities. Tampa, Silver Flight 80, scheduled touchdown 6:10. That's not going to happen for 2 hours after the original time. So if you're having to pick somebody up out there, delay. It's now scheduled to touch down Pensacola at 8:10 this evening. Also coming up out of Orlando, Silver Flight 60, scheduled touchdown time 7:10, now delayed an hour to about 8:10. And then there's American 5617 out of Charlotte, scheduled touchdown 9:20, now delayed until about 10:50 this evening.
All righty, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, not seeing too much standout. We do just have congestion in our usual spot. So Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. On 9 Mile itself, actually, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 67 degrees here. Tonight's low is going to be 54. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 57.
Okay, grace period for Pensacola's red light cameras has ended. On Saturday, PPD began issuing fines for traffic light violations. I'm sure that makes a lot of folks happy. The fine for running those red light cameras, $158. The number of violations catching city leaders by surprise. PPD has captured more than 1,200 violators. That happened within the first 30 days. All those drivers were given warnings. Now it is time to pay up.
Yeah. Grace period's over with. All right. Also, one of our top stories here nationally, kind of getting back to the Trump theme. He says Elon Musk needs the White House's approval first before taking any action. This seems like it would be obvious, but he told reporters in the Oval Office that the tech billionaire is only allowed to fire people that he thinks are no good if we agree with him, and it's only if we agree with him. Trump was pressed on why the Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency demanded access to payment systems that officials use to release funds.
4:17, News Radio 92.3, Philadelphia officials have released an update on those who were injured in Friday's horrible air crash of an air ambulance. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker confirmed the 7 deaths from the crash, 6 on board the Jet Rescue Air Ambulance Learjet, and 1 in a nearby car. And she had an update on those who were hurt.
We learned today that the number of people who have been treated so far with injuries that they suffered as a result of the crash has been increased from 22 to 24.
She says 4 people are still in the hospital, 2 of them in critical condition. On Sunday, National Transportation Safety Board officials said the black box from the plane had been recovered, found about 8 feet below the site of the initial impact. The plane had been carrying a pediatric patient and her mother, along with a crew of 4. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the FHP is getting ready to take on more responsibility as part of the state's efforts to increase immigration enforcement. Governor Ron DeSantis talked last week about how the state signed an agreement with the Department of Homeland Security, giving troopers authority to exercise immigration power. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles told lawmakers this week that the Highway Patrol needs an additional $30 million each year to increase trooper salaries to ensure they carry out the additional duties.
4:18 News Radio 92.3. You got to feel sorry for Butch and Sunni.
Yes.
Just got to feel sorry for those two. Those are the astronauts stuck aboard the International Space Station. Get this, they're going to have to wait a little bit longer before they can come home. I'd be scratching at the windows.
Yeah.
I'd be going nuts up there, I promise you.
Me too.
Jonathan Serre has more from Atlanta.
It remains unclear whether a social media post from President Trump will speed the return of the Boeing Starliner astronauts from their extended stay in space. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been working aboard the International Space Station as they await the next crew rotation, initially scheduled for this month, but then pushed to spring to allow SpaceX more time to process the new spacecraft that will bring the next group of astronauts to orbit. NASA says it's working with SpaceX to return the Starliner astronauts, quote, as soon as practical, while also preparing for the handover to the next astronaut crew. In Atlanta, Jonathan Serre, Fox News.
All righty, 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, nearly a dozen migrants are in custody following a smuggling event in South Florida. We got details on that and the giveaway of those Pensacon tickets coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober.
Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Black History Month, Dinner with an Aria, the new semester of the Atlas Beverage Class, Pensacon at the Fish House, and Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, the Mighty Mac this afternoon, Fleetwood Mac, from the White Album, if you will. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you this afternoon. Have a pretty good weekend, I hope.
Yes.
It was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, great temperature-wise, just not bad at all. I was over on the island for a bit during the weekend. Noticed the roadway construction battle along Via de Luna on Pensacola Beach, about over there. And this is going to put a lot of smiles to faces. It has been a mess, absolutely. Since November, those eastbound lanes have been closed as ECUA is expanding its water reclamation system. And Lord knows they needed this big time. ECUA plans to finish the project and open the eastbound lanes this month before spring break and tourist season kicks off. Mr. Woody over there, smart guy, he knew, get this done before the folks hit the island.
100%.
And that's only going to be in a few weeks.
Yeah. And speaking of the roads, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here for you, because there are actually several spots to hit. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident reported on Brent Lane. If you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, it is causing backups in that area, pushing you back to I-110. Outside of that, it's just some of our usual spots, most notably Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit of issues on 9 Mile itself if you are traveling westbound towards Jernigan Road. As for the weather, we're sitting at 67 degrees, low of 54. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 71, low of 57.
Okay, Democrats not so happy about this move here. The headquarters for the U.S. agency responsible for foreign aid has been closed as the Trump administration considers a major overhaul. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development say they've been told to stay out of the agency's D.C. headquarters. Elon Musk, the billionaire leading the administration's Department of Government Efficiency, says he ordered the closure with the agreement of President Trump. The president says he's concerned about fraud at the agency.
They went totally crazy what they were doing, and the money they were giving to people that shouldn't be getting it and to agencies and others that shouldn't be getting it was a shame.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's now acting director of USAID and says there are things it does that will continue, but everything has to be in alignment with the national interest. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I mentioned this before the break. Nearly a dozen migrants are in custody following a smuggling event in South Florida. The Border Patrol's Miami sector says 9 undocumented immigrants from Haiti were found after their boat came ashore near the Juno Beach Pier earlier this morning. One person was discovered inside the vessel while the others were spotted walking through nearby neighborhoods. The incident comes after another potential migrant landing was reported about 2 miles south of Mar-a-Lago on Friday.
427 News Radio 92.3. Here you are. You're an illegal immigrant and you're being put up in this lavish hotel in New York City. Been up there for a month. Everything's taken care of it. Then all of a sudden, knock, 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 knock. Here comes the door and they go, hey, you got to get ready. We're going to take you to your new luxury apartment.
Right.
Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Be their next stop. Yep. The Trump administration is opening a detention center down in Cuba to hold 30,000 migrants living illegally here in the U.S. Guantanamo Bay was used to hold suspects in the 9/11 attacks. And they about cleared it out. I think they got down to like 2 prisoners there.
Wow.
And they thought it was probably pretty much the end of it, you know, going to shut it down. Not so. I mean, it's filling up. They're going to have 30,000 inmates and, of course, staffing. And it's a very healthy place this afternoon, let me tell you. But they're going. That's where they're going.
All righty. Since it's already 427 here, I'll go ahead and pawn off these Pensacon tickets. It's a pair of tickets to Pensacon from February 14th to the 16th. That is next Friday through next Sunday. If you want to win these tickets, you can text in to 850-437-1620. Just tell me who you would like to meet at Pensacon. It doesn't have to be somebody who's there this year, obviously. Just anyone, any actor, hero, musician that you would like to meet at 850-437-1620. Text in and let us know.
The Incredible Hulk was there 1 year, and I was walking. You know, when you see
Lou
these
Ferrigno?
When you see him in person, he's a much smaller guy than you envision when he was on the television screen or the movie screen. But I was walking past his little booth that he had there. Jesus, and you think that's really the Hulk city there. You know? I love that. I love Pensacon. It's great.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. You know, it's funny. We're getting a couple texts in here, and I'll of course get your information during the break. But we did already have someone say Lou Ferrigno.
Oh wow, very cool.
Yeah, he's a regular. He's been at Pensacon multiple times. I don't know if he's there this year.
I hope so. He's quite a character.
Yes, absolutely.
No pun intended.
Yeah, he's literally a character.
Yes, he is.
In the
lives and breathes
films
and eats
he plays.
It.
Yeah. All righty. It's already about 4:29. We're going to be getting into our sports slate after this Fox News break, and there's a lot to get into. Panthers visiting the White House, blockbuster trade in the NBA. But we're actually going to touch on one here because this one has flown easily under the radar. What do you know about the Spurs and Kings, Chris? Those two NBA franchises?
A little bit. I knew the Spurs, of course, San Antonio, but the Kings, what can I say?
Sacramento Kings? Well, in the modern world, they've struggled a bit, but they do have a reunion afoot.
What?
Zach LaVine has been traded. It was a 3-way trade, I believe. He is going to the Kings, reuniting with DeMar DeRozan, his former Chicago Bulls teammate. And we've got Victor Wembanyama getting Kings star De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, and it's nothing compared to the Dallas Lakers.
Exactly.
Trade.
And that's why I felt.
That's lightweight stuff.
That's why I felt sorry for it because it was a blockbuster trade, but it's like after that Laker Dallas stuff, it's crazy.
I mean, I just still have a hard time grasping around that trade.
Oh, believe me, my friend, we're going to be talking a lot about that one.
Well, it's very interesting. We do have sports coming up here, but like to say how great it was for the 28th annual Pensacola Double Bridge Run as it made its return on Saturday. Runners crossed the 3 mile and Sykes Bridge as the iconic race totaled just over 9 miles between locals and tourists. Nearly 4,000 people participated this year. And, you know, got to think about the economic impact that it has on the island and all those stores and restaurants and things like that. So the 29th annual Double Bridge Run on the way for 2026. Woo. We'll be waiting for it.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the 25% tariffs threatened by President Trump will be delayed for 30 days. Earlier today, the U.S. and Mexico reached an agreement to delay tariffs on all imports for 1 month after a phone call with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum.
And they've agreed to put in 10,000 soldiers permanently. Like forever, 10,000 soldiers at their side of the border.
President Trump has been demanding Mexico, Canada, and China do more to quell the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. New Orleans ramping up security ahead of hosting Super Bowl Sunday. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry.
We created an enhanced security zone in the French Quarter, something that had not been done before.
Many are on edge in New Orleans after that New Year's Day attack on Bourbon Street. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today signing an executive order that details plans for a government-run sovereign wealth fund to offer economic development and even be used to purchase TikTok. The app was taken offline briefly amid security concerns, but Trump signed an order allowing it back for a 75-day period during which it'll likely have to divest of Chinese interests. Stocks finished the first session of the week lower on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 122 points, the S&P 500 dropped 45, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 235 points. Ontario will pull all American alcohol from its government-run liquor shelves starting tomorrow in response to President Trump's 25% tariffs on Canadian imports. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery rising slightly today by 0.5%, staying under $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. For whatever reason, Nico Harrison elected to trade his generational superstar Luka Doncic to the Lakers, and the main piece Los Angeles sent back to Dallas was Anthony Davis. The deal was a shocker, and 2 days later, I still can't believe it. Mavs GM Nico Harrison can talk about how the culture in Dallas is now better, but in my opinion, the Mavs' identity is now one of a laughingstock because trading your superstar makes absolutely zero sense. I'm Zach Gelb.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go, or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, 437. Nice Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. Austin was telling you we're going to be dumping here into some sports and a lot of it this afternoon. Let me just kind of recap real quickly one event. The 2025 Senior Bowl had a dramatic finish as American team quarterback Seth Hennigan found TCU's Jack Beck for the game-winning touchdown to cinch a 22-19 victory against the national team. Beck won the Senior Bowl MVP award, finishing with six catches, 68 yards, and the game's final score. That was an exciting, exciting football game over Mobile this weekend.
Yeah, it was exciting, but it was also a matter of Tiger Beck was his brother, and he was one of the deaths in a New Orleans New Year's attack.
Sad.
So to see him win MVP and have that glorious moment, I think he was wearing his brother's number, was very heartfelt. Before we continue with the sports segment, though, do want to get another quick check of the roads and weather because it's actually pretty busy right now. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years, open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that is Jerry's Drive-In. Looking at the roads here, do have an accident on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, causing backups, pushing you back to I-110. Also got some issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, got our usual afternoon congestion there. Also got some ramping up on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 54 tonight.
Okay, let's talk hockey real quick. President Trump welcomed the Florida Panthers to the White House, celebrating their 2024 Stanley Cup win. I think he had something underneath his breath saying, like, they're like my hometown guys, because they are.
Yeah.
Right in his backyard. The president highlighted the team's comeback from the previous season. Here's President Trump.
You secured the Atlantic Division title for the third time, and after coming up just short of the Stanley Cup the year prior, you gave the fans one of the most riveting comebacks in NHL history, in any sport history. I don't know anything about a comeback, but they tell me it's very exciting.
My goodness. And yeah, that is. That's huge for them. You know, I can't believe the state of Florida with the Lightning and Panthers both have been kind of dominating the hockey scene. Who would have thought?
Absolutely.
Yeah, most of us don't even know what ice looks like ever since a couple days ago. Then we found out.
That is unless you're an Ice Flyers fan, and you know darn good well what ice looks like.
Yes, that is very much
The Flyers of course, took on Roanoke this past weekend. They split their series 1-1. Now, this Friday and Saturday, Pensacola back on home ice against Macon. Friday is adult jersey night. Saturday, you can join Woody, Buzz, and a whole gang for Toy Story jersey night. They do some pretty nice apparel stuff on the rink over there, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Some of those jerseys are just great. Puck dropping, by the way, 7:05, both those games.
Well, and since you mentioned, since we mentioned Trump with the whole hockey thing, I figured we ought as well mention this. He is going to sit down for an interview with Fox News before the Super Bowl on Sunday. The president and anchor Brett Baier will talk about what Trump has done since his inauguration and his plans for the first 100 days of his presidency. It'll be the president's first formal interview with a major network news anchor since taking office last month. Baier last interviewed Trump in 2023 when the now commander-in-chief was running in the Republican primary.
Okay, sad story. U.S. Olympic track star is taking legal action against alleged harassers. Jared Max has the numbers for this one.
After three-time U.S. Olympic gold medal track star Gabby Thomas began sharing videos on TikTok January 28th that show glimpses of men she said have been harassing her at airports around the country, the 28-year-old said she's getting law enforcement involved. Thomas said 3 to 6 middle-aged men have been showing up at airports to harass her. They have my flight information, she said. They show up either at the front door of the airport, at the correct concourse, or at my gate. They ask me to sign a bunch of photos, like 40 of them, and they get really aggressive and hostile if I say no. American tennis star Coco Gauff commented, writing, "This happens to me too. Maybe someone at the airports tips them off." Gymnast Simone Biles wrote, "I'm horrified of them. Happens too often. I take pictures of them just in case." Gabby Thomas said videos she's posted have led to the identification of two of these men. Jared Max, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also, want to take this moment to give a shout out to Aaron from Pensacola. He is our winner of today's Pensacon tickets, and he was actually the one that said he wanted to meet Lou Ferrigno, and he said he and his wife are going to be very excited. So
very
that's
cool.
Some good news for you.
Yeah, they'll have a good time over there. Here's the trade of all trades, and people still scratching their heads about it. Lakers, Mavericks, one of the most shocking and unpredicted swaps in NBA's history. Tim McMaster has the details.
A weekend of blockbuster trades in the NBA. First, the big one, Saturday night, Luka Doncic. Now a Laker, Anthony Davis, a Maverick. Dallas's decision to deal the 25-year-old Doncic, who's already a 5-time All-Star and 5-time NBA All-Pro, sends shockwaves around the league. Then Sunday night, news that the Kings are finalizing a deal to send De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs in a multi-team trade that will land Bulls star Zach LaVine with the Kings. Elsewhere Sunday, WNBA stars Asia Wilson and Caitlin Clark saw their number 22 college jerseys retired at South Carolina and Iowa, and Rory McIlroy won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, his 27th career PGA Tour win. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Yeah, a lot of big moves. Of course, we were really having a build-up for that Luka thing. That blindsided everyone, and I told you during break, Chris, it's a matter of we are in an offensive league, a league that is so offensively one-sided that it's a shooter's league. They all pull up from deep. Everyone plays the same. It's monotonous. It's repetitive. If you're a defender and you look at someone funny, you get fouled. That's why people hate it. And to see the Mavericks, who just made a finals, give up one of the best young offensive superstars in the league for an old, accident-prone Anthony Davis for defensive reasons, that's ridiculous.
All right. I'm with you.
I'll be talking about that all afternoon.
Throw some cold water on you.
I'm here all week.
All right. Washington Commanders announcing that they are not going to be changing their name no matter what anybody says. Jared Max has the story.
They are the Washington Commanders, and the Commanders, they will remain. Josh Harris, owner of the NFL franchise known as the Redskins from 1933 to 2019, said he won't be considering changing the team nickname back to how it used to be. Before the Commanders settled on their current nickname, they were known as the Washington Football Team in the 2020 and 2021 seasons, then the switch to Commanders. Team owner Josh Harris said Monday, "I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff, so we're going with that." Jared Max, Fox News.
If you're a good team, people will care less. I do firmly believe that. But it's also just a matter of, man, you already changed it, and then it was the football team, and that was really stupid, and then you changed it to something else. I'm cool with it staying the Commanders, just so we can keep something constant.
Just so they can change those colors, maybe.
I've always liked those. Man.
Okay, star player for the Cleveland Browns saying, "Enough is enough. I want out of here. Too much snow." Jared Max comes back with more.
After 8 years anchoring the Cleveland Browns defensive line, four-time All-Pro defensive end Myles Garrett said he wants to play for another team. With 2 years remaining on his contract with the Browns, Garrett took to social media Monday and shared a letter he wrote, which in part states, "While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent." The goal, Myles Garrett wrote, was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is located. Garrett wrote, "It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns." Signed, Myles Garrett. The reigning AP Defensive Player of the Year had 14 sacks for Cleveland this season, his seventh straight season with double-digit sacks. Jared Max, Fox News.
As a Steelers fan, I have my reasons for not liking Miles. We won't get into him, but I will tell you this. He gave several great years of his career to that franchise, and I don't blame him for wanting to move on to greener pastures. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, just several spots that we typically deal with congestion on, but we do have an accident on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street that is causing some extensive backups in that area. Outside of that, the biggest spots to worry about are Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through the Hurlburt Field area and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 67 degrees, low of 54. Tomorrow, Tuesday, high of 71, low of 57.
Okay, 446 News Radio 92.3. Want to slide a couple of aviation stories in here for you this afternoon. Of course, beginning today, Pensacola International is enrolling passengers in the TSA pre-check expedited screening program. This is being conducted at the temporary enrollment center. TSA PreCheck is an expedited screening program that allows low-risk air travelers to enjoy a more efficient screening process. The center at PNS is open from 8 a.m. to noon, then from 1 to 5. And then on the not-so-really positive or happy side here, another airliner incident coming down today. Plane caught fire on the runway at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport. Daria Albinger has more on the details.
United Airlines Flight 1382 was about to take off from George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston Sunday when the crew stopped suddenly to report an engine issue. Video shot by a passenger shows the wing of the Airbus 319 on fire while a flight attendant could be heard telling passengers to stay in their seats. The passengers and crew were then instructed to use the stairs and emergency slide to disembark. As firefighters searched, no one was hurt. Houston Fire says it didn't have to put out a fire. The FAA is investigating. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And some drivers in Iowa being recognized after they pulled over to help a bald eagle that was hit by a car and left lying in the road near Nevada in central Iowa Friday night. One woman who pulled over says another passerby had a towel in his car that they used to cover the bird to get it off the roadway. A photo on the Story County Sheriff's Office Facebook page shows the eagle was awake and alert at a conservation officer or as a as a conservation officer picked him up. There we go. The bird was taken to the Iowa Wildlife Center for evaluation. So, of course, bald eagles very much protected. So to see one that was hurt and for them to take the time to help it, that's awesome.
Okay, if you're heading to the island, weather's great for it. Maybe sliding over there. Something new you may not be aware of, Pensacola beachgoers can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions actually before even touching down on the island. To sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert, text PBFLAGS, that's PBFLAGS, to 888-777. And then you'll know what's going on over there before you even head over there.
Alrighty, and at around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you once again of your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 122 points to 44,422. The S&P 500 fell 46 points to 59.94, and the NASDAQ dropped 235 points to 19,392.
You know, I bet you tariffs never got this attention ever in the history of the word.
It's a pretty big deal right now.
President
especially.
Trump saying he has spoken with Canada's prime minister ahead of tariffs being imposed on Canada imports. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
In a social media post, President Trump says he spoke with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this morning and will speak with him again this afternoon. But the president is not backing away from imposing tariffs on products imported from Canada and Mexico, describing a drug war and hundreds of thousands of people dying in the U.S. from drugs pouring through the borders of Mexico and Canada. 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico go into effect at midnight, along with 10% tariffs on Chinese products. President Trump says there may be, short-term, a little pain for Americans. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the FDA is upping its broccoli recall to its most serious category. California company Braga Fresh initially issued an advisory for a specific lot of its broccoli florets in December after Health and Human Services workers found listeria in several samples from a Texas Walmart. No illnesses have yet been reported, though. The product was distributed to Walmart stores in 20 states across the nation.
Okay, interesting Sunday. Of course, it was Groundhog Day. There were mixed reactions from prognosticators from around the country.
It's Punxsutawneyville! So I'm headed back down. There's a shadow up here. Get ready for six more weeks of winter this year!
I think he was the only one that predicted that, because all the other predictors are, you know, they're all saying it's going to be springtime.
Really?
For an example, now you've heard him say in Punxsutawney land in Pennsylvania.
Punxsutawney
land. The land of Punxsutawney. they're going to have like six more weeks of bad stuff, bad winter stuff.
Right.
However, our very own local weather predictor at the Gulf Breeze Zoo, totally in disagreement with this whole thing. Kenya the giraffe predicted an early spring, and also that the Kansas City Chiefs would win the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Well, hopefully Kenya's wrong about that part especially. I will say, man, you know, it's a shame. We were talking about PETA trying to end the Phil tradition. Did you hear how they presented him? He's a rock star. They love that guy. He's awesome.
Okay. Can't please everybody all the
That's
time.
That's true.
Yes. Okay.
True.
Speaking of pleasing people, we've got beautiful weather down here.
Yes, we
but
do.
But unlike other parts of the country, you better take the umbrella along with you, as travel is going to be kind of hampered at several parts of the U.S. Janice Dean has more in Fox Weather.
We've got a busy week ahead in weather with several rounds of heavy rain and mountain snow for the Northwest, Northern, and Central California. Some of this energy is traveling across the country and will bring us very messy weather over the U.S., including rain, snow, and ice later this week, possibly a coastal storm for the Northeast. Record-breaking warmth continues for areas across the South through the middle of the week. Foxweather.com for all of your latest weather details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Jimmy Carter has won a Grammy. Details on how he managed to pull that off and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And if I...
Breaking new music here, I guess. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Who is that?
Paramore. I think that song is like...
Who is that?
12 years old?
Who is that?
Paramore, come on. You may not have heard of them, but they've been on the scene for a while, man. I'm sure there's a song I could play by them that you would know. Maybe not that one, but...
I didn't say I didn't like them. I like it. I thought it sounded pretty good. I just didn't know who it was. Okay, auto insurance rates are soaring. Golly, it's painful to look at that, to see how much goes out every month, you know?
Yeah,
oh.
Gosh.
Price of car insurance premiums climbing 15% last year. Drivers are now shelling out an average of $2,313. That is for, full coverage. A list of the top five expensive insurance states is in, and yes, Florida is included in this list. Topping the list, Maryland, up 53% to $4,060. New York, up 53% to $3,804. District of Columbia, up 24%, $3,399. South Carolina, up 29% to $3,393. And coming in at number five, Florida, up 9% to $3,166. I remember you used to get it for $1,000, you know.
Times have changed. Paramore is now blaring on the radio waves, and we got all those numbers cranking up. Just past 4:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Presented by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, congestion in our usual areas, Highway 90 over Blackwater River, Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field, Pine Forest Road passing I-10 and traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, all that jazz. But you do need to be aware of Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. We do have some heavy backups in that area still. As for the weather, 67 degrees right now, low of 54 tonight. Not bad.
I remember when I was 16, they threw me. It was kind of indoctrination by fire. I was in Southern California. And what I'm getting at here is I was 16. They said, okay, you're going to drive on the freeway on the 405. Okay, well, that should be a lot of fun. Okay, with that said, LA's freeways are just really maxed out. I mean, there's just a lot of cars on it. How would you feel if you had ordered like a cab, Uber, something like that, to come pick you up or something to take you, but it showed up as a driverless car? There was nobody in the driver's seat there. How would you feel about that?
I'd feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't get in. Christian Goodwin has the story.
Waymo, announcing its fleet of electric self-driving cars, will start making trips on LA freeways, including portions of Interstates 10, the 110, the 405, and the 90. In a post online, the Alphabet-owned autonomous vehicle company explains it will first have employees ride as passengers on freeways, with hopes of eventually expanding to the public, noting freeway access could help cut trip times across the city in half. The California Public Utilities Commission approving Waymo's program in LA last year. The company has been doing similar tests in San Francisco and Phoenix and is looking to expand to Miami, Atlanta, and Austin. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I still wouldn't get in.
Yeah, it's kind of shady. I will just say this, since I hinted at it before the break. Jimmy Carter won a Grammy.
Yay!
Nominated in the audiobook narration and storytelling recording category. It's the fourth win for the late former president out of 10 nominations, so not bad.
I wonder what he was reading about.
That's a good question.
I bet it was good. Okay, Dogman debuts in first place at the weekend box office. Kathleen Maloney has more.
Dogman enjoyed a barking good start at the box office, collecting a leading $36 million in its first weekend of release.
What if we sew the dog's head onto the man's body? Great idea!
idea.
Universal and DreamWorks Animation's canine crime-fighting film opened at the higher end of expectations thanks to a pent-up demand for family offerings. Another newcomer, Warner Brothers and New Line's satirical sci-fi thriller Companion, debuted at number 2 with $9.5 million. Disney's Mufasa the Lion King taking the number 3 spot with just over $6 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Yeah, and if you want your Toy Story fix, you can do it this weekend, Saturday night. Ice Flyers taking on those crazy guys from Macon.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.